Do we even got?
What does Elon Musk really think about God? I found some of his public statements on God, so let's talk about them. Oh, and by the way, this has nothing to do with Trump, the Department of Government Efficiency, or the election. So if this triggers you, maybe it's time to look in the mirror. This is purely about Musk's own words on faith, spirituality, and God. Elon Musk has made statements about God and religion that are, to put it lightly, thought-provoking. While he is undoubtedly a genius in the fields of technology and space exploration, intelligence does not equate to spiritual wisdom. Proverbs 1:7 tells us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." No matter how brilliant a person may be in earthly matters, without God, they lack true wisdom. In an interview, Musk was asked about his spiritual beliefs. His response was skeptical.
Do you have a spiritual life?
Well, it sort of depends on what spiritual means. I mean, there's certainly things that we don't understand about the universe. I'm less convinced that there's, say, some super consciousness watching over our every movement and kind of evaluating it against some criteria or deciding whether we're going to go to one place or another when we die. Mm-hmm. That's unlikely.
This is a classic case of leaning on human understanding rather than seeking God's truth. Scripture warns against this mindset. Proverbs 3:5-6 commands, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Musk's rejection of a divine creator watching over us ignores the very essence of God's role as judge and redeemer. When asked what he worships, Musk answered, "I don't really worship anything, but I do devote myself to the advancement of humanity using technology."
What do you worship?
Well, I don't really worship anything, but I do devote myself to the advancement of humanity using technology. And it does beg the question, if there is some superconsciousness, where did the superconsciousness come from? So I think the most likely explanation is complexity evolved from simplicity. You know, that the simple elements over time combined to become more complex and arrived at what we are. Mm-hmm.
This answer is revealing. Instead of worshiping the Creator, Musk worships human achievement. This echoes Romans 1:25, which says, "They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen." Musk's devotion to technology, while impressive, is ultimately a pursuit of man's glory rather than God's.
Can science and religion coexist?
Probably not.
Do you pray?
I don't. I didn't even pray when I almost died of malaria.
Wow, that's really not praying.
Right.
So you put your money where your bug spray was.
Yeah.
You're blowing my mind.
You deal with so much stuff. I mean, you deal with space travel and energy and the source of consciousness, and you're thinking about all of these giant life's big questions. What blows your mind? What gives you awe?
Well, I think that, I mean, the nature of the universe gives me awe, and just the huge expanse of the universe, and how far away things are and how big they are. And the fact that there are things like supermassive black holes that are equal to a billion suns.
What about dark matter? Doesn't that freak you out too?
Yeah, and dark matter is also, I mean, dark matter, dark energy are kind of interesting, because I'm not sure what those actually are. You know, obviously people don't know what those actually are, and it's particularly dark energy. In fact, you know, that may be an argument for this being a simulation, because in a simulation, you know, you could just make things be however you want. The laws don't all have to be consistent.
At one point, Musk was asked if he would accept Jesus as his personal savior. His response was dismissive but humorous. "If Jesus is saving people, I wouldn't stand in his way. Sure, I'll be saved. Why not?" This casual attitude towards salvation reveals a lack of understanding of what it truly means to follow Christ. Accepting Jesus is not a matter of why not. It is a deep personal commitment that requires repentance and faith. Acts 4:12 declares, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Salvation is not a casual decision. It is the most important decision anyone will ever make. Interestingly, Musk does express appreciation for some of Jesus' teachings, particularly about love and forgiveness. He stated,
"How many people have actually read the Bible?"
Fewer than probably say they have, but
oh yeah, I mean, I get racist. I mean, at one point, I you know, when I was a kid, I was like, I had this existential crisis, and I was trying to figure out what's the meaning of life, and I was like, oh, it all means nothing. It's all, and I read like a whole bunch of religious books, including the Bible, and I'm like, there was a bunch of things in there that didn't teach you in Sunday school. Sodom and Gomorrah, dark. Yikes. Yeah, God sure changes his mind from the Old Testament to the New Testament. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty vengeful in the Old Testament.
Or maybe we could have a chapter past Revelations. But is there a happy ending here? Revelations Part 2, the happy ending?
I mean, let's just say, like, I agree with the principles that Jesus advocated. You know, there are there's great wisdom in the teachings of Jesus, and I agree with those teachings. And things like turn the other cheek are very important, because as opposed to an eye for an eye, an eye for an eye leaves everyone blind. So forgiveness, you know, is important, and treating people as you would wish to be treated. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Very important. And like, Jesus was obviously very pro alcohol, you know, because one of his miracles was turning water into wine. Yeah. And that was like, but they were having a party. They ran out of wine. Okay. And they're like, let's keep this banter going.
Good stuff.
Who can solve this problem?
We're out of white cloth.
Friggin' storm's closed. And Jesus is like, I gotcha. Okay. Water, now wine. I like, party on.
While Musk acknowledges Jesus' wisdom, he treats him as just another philosopher rather than the Son of God. Jesus himself made it clear that he was far more than a moral teacher. In John 14:6, Jesus states, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Recognizing Jesus' wisdom without submitting to his lordship is missing the point entirely. Musk has suggested that science and religion cannot coexist. This idea is neither new nor correct. Science is merely the discovery of the order that God has already established. Colossians 1:16 reminds us, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." Science does not contradict God. It confirms his handiwork. Musk's misunderstanding of faith is not surprising. 1 Corinthians 1:18 tells us, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Unless the Holy Spirit opens a person's eyes, they will always struggle to see the truth of God's word.
I had this like existential crisis when I was a kid, and tried to figure out what's it all about. And none of the books I read seemed to actually have a good answer. You know, so I said I read all the religious texts and I read a bunch of philosophy books, and they're all quite depressing. actually, when I read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I thought, oh, this is a pretty good one. You know, just to sort of try to gain greater enlightenment over time. That seems like a good goal. If you don't really know what the meaning of life is, or even really what the right questions are to ask, but if we can improve our understanding of the universe, then eventually we can figure out what the right question to ask is. You know, if it's not meaning of life, it's something, you know.
Yeah. Elon Musk is a remarkable innovator, but his views on God reflect the common struggle of those who rely on human intellect rather than divine revelation. While he acknowledges the moral teachings of Jesus, he does not recognize him as Lord and Savior. The Bible warns us against placing our hope in worldly knowledge or achievements, reminding us in Mark 8:36, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" As Christians, we should pray for Musk that he may come to a true knowledge of Christ. God desires that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9, and no one is beyond his reach.